I realized that women from Hungary have an insatiable appetite.
Oh no, they've cornered us. What are we going to do?
Follow my lead.
Don't worry, darling. Inside this case, I've got a miniature vehicle that'll get us out of here quicker than you could say, martini.
Plan B. Run.
In the next 10 hours, you'll see our two teams of junkyard geniuses transform scrap into brand new, never-before-seen contraptions.
The challenge today is to build a car that can carry the entire team. But there's a catch. The team must be able to carry the entire car, folded up into four suitcases like this one. Our would-be spies will then have to smuggle their loaded luggage across this border, reassemble their vehicles, and then race home for glory. Let's meet the operatives.
The agents in green are the Wenches with Wrenches, three fearless females who build and race dragsters.
I'm Alicia.
I'm Pammy.
I'm Jerry.
The three of us, we love drag racing.
I've been around drag racing all my life.
Racing a dragster is the most amazing feeling. I have gone 6.9 seconds at 210 miles per hour. I'll be a good captain. I'll keep them in line.
On the junkyard, I'm going to do whatever Alicia tells me to do.
I'm going to be the best scavenger.
We work well together, and we're not good losers.
We're drag racers, so we're very, very competitive.
All you want to do is win.
We're the Wenches with Wrenches!
Helping Wenches with Wrenches speed to the finish is Hans Schultz, inventor of the world's only high-performance bike that can be folded and carried in a case.
The Red Spies at Night are the custom cruisers, three headstrong hot rodders from San Francisco.
I'm Bruiser.
I'm Willie.
I'm Broyles.
We are a 50s-style hot rod club. We've got hot rods and customs from the 30s, 40s, and 50s.
Bruiser's a good captain.
Broyles is going to be a great scavenger. He's got a lot of years of being around engines. Willie just lives and breathes to build things. He was a welder in Sweden.
I have no doubt that we're going to do extremely well.
You're going to win. We're the best.
We've got the best mechanics. We've got the best welder. Best supervision.
We're the custom cruisers.
Helping the cruisers coast to victory is mathematician and materials expert Jim Papadopoulos. He's also an inventor and carries out crazy experiments in his spare time.
I don't think so.
Custom cruisers!
Yeah!
Wenches with Wrenches!
Yeah!
Teams, thank you for joining this briefing. Your mission today is a tricky one.
Your challenge is to create cars which can carry all of the members of your teams and can also be dismantled so that they fit into four of these suitcases. They must be light, easy to assemble, and they also must be engine-powered.
And your 10-hour clock starts when our mighty car crusher crushes that car. Are you ready, teams?
Yeah!
Are you ready, Karen?
Captain!
All right, guys, we got to get this going. So we got to get an engine, something small that'll push all of us.
I'm thinking like garden implements, a string trimmer.
Ah, yeah.
Chainsaw.
You think it'll have enough to pull us?
Here's what I'm thinking. Maybe some sort of longer wheelbase, dragster type vehicle.
I guess I could just draw a quick picture. It's pretty simple. Rear wheel, front wheel. You know what a bobsled looks like when they get on and off, right?
Yeah. The Wenches are planning to make a sturdy frame that can be unpacked, unfolded, and simply clipped together to make a three-woman, one-man bobsled. They'll build a rack for their cases, and they'll need to find a working battery to power an electric motor that'll be small enough to fit in a case.
I think a starter motor will work fine. So a starter motor off is something, some big
machine.
It could
machine. Be like off of a boat, or, I mean, there's boat parts out there,
yeah,
or there's lawnmower.
Car, generator.
Kind of my idea is each suitcase would unfold and would expose pieces that are going to be wheels or motors.
The Custom Cruiser's big idea is to use the suitcases as the main component of their car. They'll attach small wheels, making each case into a one-man carriage. They'll also need an engine that's got enough power to pull them along, but is small enough to fit into a case. The biggest challenge will be making the structure strong enough to support Captain Bruiser, nearly 300 pounds of excess baggage.
The main thing is we've got to measure the suitcase.
Exactly.
And
make sure
the guys
fit.
That scavenge need like a ruler.
You know, if you look at the suitcase from the side, these wheels have to fit in that way. So I think that they're like what, 8 or 9 inches?
We need square tubing. We need engines. And we need wheels.
Whoa!
Junkyard rules? Only the two scavengers are allowed to hunt for junk. The captain and expert have to stay in the workshop.
No fear, baby.
Oh, they'll find some stuff.
What we're talking about, though, is getting a car to fit into a suitcase. Women can't fit their clothes into a suitcase when they're going on holidays.
You know, usually this is when I'd smack you, but you happen to be correct because I do have a very hard time putting my shoes in. However, I feel like the ladies are going to have an advantage because they don't have to pack as much stuff.
Mission priority for both teams, find wheels small enough to fit inside the cases. And grab them before the enemy agents do.
I think I found a wheel.
This thing is so cool. This thing is so perfect.
Now, I see you've got a stroller here.
Hey, I'm a woman. I'm going to be resourceful, baby. Working with the enemy here.
It's a battle of the sexes as the teams scrounge for scrap. But who will come away with the best chunks of junk? Stay tuned.
Code Word Welding. The mission? Create fold-away cars that can be smuggled in suitcases. The Wenches with Wrenches, a team of female drag racers, are planning to make a fold-up bobsled on wheels. Pammy's been collecting metal to make the frame.
I didn't even use this suitcase.
I think that might actually be enough to be.
California car customizers, the Custom Cruisers, are cunning.
Okay, now how about that motor control?
Instead of packing their car in the cases, they're using the cases as part of their car.
Which you sure as heck can do it if you're doing this.
So do you want your face up there in that motor?
Probably not a very long race.
No, it's probably not, but I still don't know that I want my face up there sucking the exhaust fumes
up. Well, whatever it takes to win, you know.
The Cruiser scavengers have already grabbed small wheels that'll fit in the cases. Now they're concentrating on small engines.
The Wenches are going electric, so sometime wrestler Jerry is putting some moves on a starter motor from a forklift. And Pammy's unearthed a lawnmower. It's chock full of parts, but the wheels are jammed and it isn't budging. Somehow she's got to get it back to home base before the cruisers spot it.
I need some way to tow this, but I don't want to leave it and have the other guys get it. Can I write my name on it and then they won't take it?
I think it's okay.
I tap this. This is mine. Nobody touch it.
Luckily, the cruisers are more interested in their latest chainsaw find. Scandinavian Willie loves it.
Nice and Swedish, too.
I'll go on and bring it into the guys. You keep looking.
They're going to steal my thing.
Pammy needs a towing cable soon if she's going to prevent the canny cruisers from pinching her mower.
There's a piece of bicycle chain right there.
Anything. Give me anything.
Look for a piece of chain.
With.
How about the...
Anything. I'm getting on it.
I'm getting the lead.
Okay, yeah, great. I can't get to it without...
Perfect. That's going to work great.
At rack. Okay, I'm just going to look for rope. You guys are no help whatsoever. Call me if you find some rope, please.
Look out, Pammy. Broyles and Willie are on the prowl.
If we can find something to tow it with, that's the thing. We need something to tow it with. We can find a chain and something to lock the chain together. Bolt it. We can bolt the chain together.
Pammy's in a panic, but wrestler Jerry shows hidden strengths. So the wenches use brawn, while Bruiser uses his brain.
This drop piece.
Swing at 180. Well, it's a gusset instead of a drop piece. You're right. Absolutely.
Hey, how's
Absolutely.
It going?
Oh, it's going great.
Yeah? Can you tell us what the plan is?
We're going to have four individual units that hook together, like a train, and basically all we're going to have to do is just unfold them and set them on the ground and go.
The cruisers want their car to be quick to assemble and dismantle, so they're using the cases as part of the structure. They'll attach a wheel to the drive mechanism of a chainsaw and mount it at the back. If they have time, they'll put an engine on each case. They could well need the extra thrust.
What did you think of this challenge when you heard it? When we announced it to you, what was your gut reaction?
God, we got a weight disadvantage.
But you have the strength to carry something heavier.
We do, but, you know, it's not necessarily about that. I mean, it's about... We're going to try to win the race in the putting it together and taking it apart.
This is crazy, trying to build a car that fits into four suitcases.
Well, I think we're going to put it in three suitcases, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I think we're going to need to, because I want to have the fewest number of suitcases as I can so that the assembly time is less.
Right. Have you got a general idea of what this is already going to look like?
Yeah, it's going to be kind of between a very slow dragster and a bobsled.
The Wench's drag sled, or bobster, will have a folding frame with wheels and drive clipped on. They'll use an electric starter motor as a friction drive, rubbing on the back wheel to push it around. They'll have to carry a heavy battery, but expert Hans believes that going electric has one big advantage.
I prefer to have kind of an environmental theme. We're going to do ours with electric, none of this noisy, smoky stuff. So
nice, nice.
Yeah, but mostly because I'm afraid I can't get it started.
That's the choke.
And that's so often the problem with junkyard engines.
Hey, you got another chainsaw. Maybe one out of three will work and we're done, you
one
know?
One out of three is going to start.
You hear that? It doesn't start.
Alive. You ladies hear that?
Oh, get over it.
Help!
Hammy's lawnmower is safely home. Well, almost.
Nothing to it.
Is this good? Is this what you
want
it, guys?
Yep. Score one lawnmower to the scavengers.
Okay. I'm going to be riding out on this one
for
now.
We've got the tubing and everything.
But their job's not over yet.
Still? Batteries?
I think, yeah. And wheels, I think, still. Still going to need wheels.
So it's back to the yard for Pammy.
If you think today's vehicles seem a little unorthodox, take a look at these. Exhibit A, the very dangerous kite bike. Exhibit B, the world's fastest electric car. And Exhibit C, Robosaurus, a 40-foot-tall, fire-breathing car cruncher that collapses down into a compact traveling trailer. They were all designed by today's athletic judge, Doug Malowicki.
Woo! Hello!
That has to be one of the most dangerous ways I've ever seen anyone get on here before. But I liked it. Doug, good to have you on the throne.
Glad to be here.
Let's start with the Wenches with Wrenches.
The Wenches with Wrenches.
What do you like about their design idea?
It's simple, it makes some sense, it's just a lot of work, but they have, the expert is a great guy with folding machines, he's great.
It's a good idea, but there's obviously got to be something that's not right.
Right now, they don't have a battery. In all this whole junkyard, they haven't found one good battery.
Let's move on to the custom cruisers and their Captain Bruiser.
The expert for the custom cruisers has really got a wrench tossed in on his design, mainly because of the size of Bruiser. And the fact that it turns out the suitcases are very flexible plastic.
Bruiser's the designer himself, so there's like too many cooks in the kitchen right now trying to figure it
out. They're having some interesting conflicts there.
The problem is that Jim is all theory, but Bruiser wants to get going.
See, the thing is, if we cut to any dimension now... Before it's figured out, I worry that we spend time making something before we.
I think
know
we've got
to
figure
unfold.
It out as far as the unfolding. I think we've got it. We need to get these guys doing something.
We're doing a lot of talking and not getting a lot of building done. And he wants to make templates and all this stuff. And I don't build stuff that way. And we don't have time to build it that way today.
So while Broyles collects steel for the frame, Bruiser swings into action.
If you want to start checking out these chainsaws, let's do that. Professor's laying out the framework.
The wenches are also getting organized. Alicia's cutting steel for the frame. Hans is starting to put it together. And Pammy's staying cool.
It's exactly the one we need! You can be happy now. You can be happy now.
You can
be happy.
The cruisers are cruising. Willie's attaching a wheel to the chainsaw engine. Bruiser's welding the prototype frame together. And Jim is in a world of his own. A
lot of planning work at this point.
Yeah! Wow!
That's it.
Some teams come in here and kind of throw everything together and see if it works and then tweak it. It seems like you guys are a little more methodical. Would you say that's true?
Yeah, that's our expert. He likes to think about things. He likes to think things out. And we'd like to throw stuff together, but, you know, he's our expert. He's supposed to be the man that knows all the good stuff.
Do we close?
Bruiser's finished the prototype. Now Jim wants to test it at his own pace.
I would want to drive and make one. I would want to see that goes and then make three more. And that's production.
I'm just going to take charge and we're just going to get it built. We've got a reputation to uphold.
Waiting, huh?
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. I actually have one of those cool kind of spy collapsible cars in here, but, you know, I figured I'd wait for my friend to pick me up.
Me too.
Oh, yeah, right. You have a collapsible car.
Yeah, it's a car. What do you have in yours? Well, show me yours. I'll show you mine.
Yeah.
Open up. Let's see what you got. Let me see your car.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. It's a real sweet, sweet, sweet,
really?
Sweet ride. All right. Well, what do you have, big man?
Okay.
How did this thing even come into existence?
Mazda had a design competition with their young engineers. One of the guys thought, wouldn't it be great if you could just have this car, you come off the airplane instead of waiting for a shuttle, waiting for a taxi, just open your suitcase, pop the wheels in, off you go.
Wait, so you're telling me this is street legal?
Yeah, it's got brake lights, tail lights. It's got a 40cc little two-stroke motor. Top speed's about 30 miles an hour.
Have you seen others like this?
No, there was two. Two were made, and the other one got lost.
Yeah.
In luggage, and airlines lost it.
Well, that's pretty cool. You think I could get a spin?
Sure.
All right. That's excellent. Very nice. Very nice. Just one last question. Can I get one in red?
That is our
bobsled.
This is
where we're going to have the
Somebody
two wheels.
The,
yeah, we're
going to
have the two wheels in the front, and we're going to put the one wheel in the back.
Now, this is your suitcase.
Yeah.
How is that? Very nice. Very nice. Look at that.
Isn't that cool? Okay.
And this
it
is
goes,
great.
And I think I did this wrong, but
so it just,
anyway, it does
it
go in.
Up, and it does close?
It does close, yeah.
Bruiser's confident that he was right about the cruiser's frames, too.
I think it's pretty solid. It's, you know, I'm not a great welder, but I don't think we're going to have a huge problem there with the wheels.
Teams, my spidey sense is tingling, and it tells me that you only have 6 hours remaining. 6 hours, teams.
Oh, we're nearly done.
Only 6 hours.
I think we'll finish with time to spare.
A quick summary, then.
Well, the winches with wrenches are doing great. So they just are up to the luck of the draw. In other words, when they're having the event, a wire breaks, a battery, something happens, or a well breaks, they're in trouble. But right now, they're looking good. Mm-hmm. The custom cruisers, on the other hand, they think they're coming along great, but I think soon, the first time they put some weight on that vehicle and their little flimsy frame, internal support frame, is going to give away. The other problem I got with the custom cruisers is the hinges. They're trying to pass the whole structural loads through the hinges. Here, you be the suitcase, Use your other hand. Here you go. Okay, now this is the hinge, okay?
Right.
Now, if what they're doing is putting a wheel here and a wheel here.
Right.
So what happens when they put the load on?
All right, of course.
Okay, but what they should do is just make independent vehicles. So now they put a wheel here, well, four wheels, wheels here and here, wheels here and here. And now when you put the load on it, this vehicle is stable and this vehicle is independently
stable.
So it's
like two independent.
The hinge becomes irrelevant.
Like two independent.
Instead of trying to pass the load through the hinge, just forget it. It just ain't going to work.
Not good.
No, they need to stop back and ponder.
Right.
Judges' favorites, the wenches with wrenches, are in trouble.
We need wheels.
They're going to use a wheel from the lawnmower for the rear of their car.
Girls?
Yeah?
We need wheels.
But none of the wheels Jerry and Pammy have found so far are suitable for the front.
Dang. Got a lot of wheels. If we can get something like this that's metal, something like that, about this wide, hard plastic, preferably a little pneumatic one would be best, but 8 inches or less.
It's still a little bit big though, huh? Well, keep looking.
If they can't find the right wheels, the wench's bobsled will be frozen in its tracks.
I mean, like, I was discussing this with Jerry, like, on what level are we? We will not be able to run the car without these wheels, or we are prefer mode.
We won't be able to run the car without the wheels.
And even with expert welder Willie on the case, the cruiser's frame doesn't look like it'll support bruiser.
It rolls easy.
Well, that's what you want it. Okay, pull up and let's see where it's sagging the most here.
So while Jim struggles to fit the wheel to the chainsaw engine, Bruiser makes a decision.
More tubing. We can cut this thin stuff
if there's any left in the yard.
Go look for some more angle.
Attention teams, this is your 5-hour time check. 5 hours remaining.
These wheels are pretty sturdy.
The wenches decide to use the wheels from the toy go-kart. It's risky. They're not really strong enough, and they'll be hard to attach to the lawnmower axle.
Jim's attached a wheel to the cruiser's chainsaw engine.
We want to get that against the load. Without a trigger, it should stall.
And Bruiser wants to test its pulling power.
Stalls motor all right.
Yep.
But as soon as the wheel touches the ground, the engine cuts out.
How much torque?
How much torque?
Time for an urgent team meeting.
Two things. Did you have the trigger all the way down?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, and the other thing is, it's not warmed up, but still.
Yeah, but still, okay.
Well, we're going to have to be able to push 1,000 pounds, is what we're looking at. I'm open for suggestions.
While the cruisers have stalled, the wenches are pressing on. The big question, will their largest part, the front wheel assembly, fit in the case?
It does.
Yes!
The cruiser's calculations have come to nothing. If they don't figure out a way to get the chainsaw drive to work, it'll be case closed. But the professor's mighty brain has hit on a possible solution.
Well, I mean, if we could whack this off and just get a wheel pressed against there.
Yeah.
Our big wheel will go against there if this is out of the way. Right, if we pull this off and get in on just pressure drive.
Jim's idea is to use a pressure or friction drive, just like the wenches. They'll attach a small wheel to the chainsaw motor, rubbing against a much larger drive wheel. The motor will be able to go at maximum speed to move the drive wheel fairly slowly, giving them enough power to pull all the team.
It is still a race.
Yes.
Does power automatically translate into speed?
Well, I've seen go-karts with these things with the shaft drive off of a weed eater.
Yeah.
And they fly.
The wench's bobsled is almost ready to fly, but Pammy's not been paying attention.
Front wheel assembly.
Yeah.
Show it to me.
Like this?
No.
That looks good. Is that? There are two wheels.
Okay.
And an axle.
Mm-hmm.
And we... clamp it on?
How are you going to clamp it on? You're going to use, like, just ties?
I could use a little help here. A duct tape? We're using duct tape.
Lots of duct tape.
In fact, Hans's plan uses hardly any duct tape. Everything should fold out and clip together to create an easy-to-assemble bobsled. It'll have two wheels at the front and one at the back. and the suitcases will be stacked in a rack. It's electric-powered, and they'll have one heavy case with their battery. But they've got a secret weapon, Wrestler Jerry.
What do you bring to it? Do you bring that kind of intimidating talk, that sort of thing? Or?
Yeah, I think I got Bruiser a little scared the other night. He did run away.
What did you say to him?
Well, you know, I told him, you know, you stone-cold look-alike wannabe.
Code Word Welding. The mission? Create fold-away cars that can be smuggled in suitcases.
Okay, this one is completely finished.
While the cruiser's production line swings into action,
the wenches are doing a critical test.
Try it again. Don't do any jumping up and down. It won't be
steady.
Quite as bad when we're actually sitting on it. But sit, put your feet all the way close to the back, very back. Are you on the ground still?
No.
Oh.
That's all right. No, it's going to be flimsy, you guys. That's what I say. This is a bobsled.
Is it touching?
No.
Okay. No, not anymore.
No.
Woo! It's also crunch time for the cruiser's new drive mechanism.
Much better. That's actually got some power.
Attention, teams. This is your two-hour time check. 2 hours remaining.
That's not enough.
Not enough what?
Time.
Let's get it done.
Wenches with wrenches. Where are they, and how much do they still have to do?
What I liked is they tested their frame by all standing on it, supporting it on where the wheels would be. At first it sagged, but what they did is just jack up the support for where the wheels are, which essentially lifts the frame to accept that sag and the deflection. What I would worry about is their front wheels are this small diameter, hard plastic. It might be tough to steer the thing. Custom cruisers... With their chainsaw engine, at first they were trying to do a direct drive. Now they got an output shaft and they're rubbing that against the wheel. If this thing gets any dirt, water, oil on it, this thing just starts slipping like mad because it's metal to rubber.
Have you got a favorite at this point?
I want to see how the winches with wrenches implement the drive system.
Yeah.
But right now I'm leaning to them over the custom cruiser.
The judge might be leaning to them, but right now the wenches are sitting down on the job with tool trouble.
Oh my God.
How many wrenches with wrenches does it take to use them?
To take a blade. Apparently more than three.
How y'all doing?
We need help. We need help from honorary wench.
There's a little
There's a little
button right there.
It's always the button.
There we go.
Now, did you see how easy that was?
Yes, I did.
Captain.
Rolls easy.
Yeah.
The cruisers are sailing. They've got their front two cases finished.
Sure. Why wouldn't it?
It's pretty...
But will it roll as easy with bulky Bruiser aboard?
This frame's gonna hold fine. I've got lots of clearance here.
Okay.
Tammy's still not paying attention to her team. She's away next door on an intelligence-gathering mission. And she can't wait to report back to HQ.
They're building other team, custom cruisers. They're taking their suitcases as the actual platform.
Are you spying?
I just happened to be standing next to the entryway and look inside.
Can you get me a piece of metal? Let's see, let me give you a size.
He couldn't care less. Go with it, babe. Go with it. You're interested in one.
I can't do anything about it.
Anyway, they're building the suitcases, and they're opening up the suitcases and putting them face down with wheels, but they're so far behind. I'm not worried.
8x10.
I don't care about them right now, Pammy. I just care about us.
If Alicia did care about the cruisers, she'd find Bruiser trying to get engine number 2 running.
So this is what, the first or second chainsaw?
This is our auxiliary engine, basically.
Okay.
This is our second engine. We already have one that we're planning on using. We got a bigger one.
Well, show me. Show me how quick this thing is to unload and go. We're on the clock now. Here we go.
Okay. Well, here.
Quickly trying to unlock.
comes, that wraps out there. Nice.
Ready to go.
Now, is that, this is front, back?
This is the back.
This is the back end, okay.
And this is the front, and it hooks onto the back of the next one.
What about how it's going to be steered? Like, can you show me?
We got one of those, too, for
okay,
you.
Okay, pull that one out of here. I want to see that.
Yeah, pull the steering wheel out. Yeah.
I want to see this. It is amazing.
We don't have the whole thing yet.
Now, look at this! Can I get on this thing?
It's got super low rolling resistance.
You mean you never
it's
made
great.
One of these when you was a kid?
Are you kidding me? All right, somebody
okay,
push
somebody
me.
Grab a foot.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh! Okay, bag it up. That's sweet.
You got your brakes hanging.
Tell me what you have here.
Bobsled.
Basically.
All right.
The Matterhorn
little motor.
Ride.
Okay.
Ride.
We're going with an electric motor, and as soon as that's in, we'll be able to all sit one right after the other.
Okay.
And a person will steer up here, and then someone will work the brakes.
Can I get a little ride? Do you
yeah.
think that's possible?
Yeah.
To...
Go ahead and sit up
okay.
front.
All right.
I'll be the motor. And she'll
okay.
push you.
All right.
Ready?
Yeah. All right! Woo! Nice ride. Smooth, ladies.
Okay.
All right, teams, it's time to crank it into high gear. You've got 1 hour remaining. This is your 1 hour time check.
Oh, God.
No! I thought we were going to have a last hour to test.
It'd be a little sloppy, isn't it?
Jim and the cruisers carry on talking when they need to get going.
Well, okay, the question is, do we need more room or we don't need any more room? We don't need a motor there?
And I prefer to
do have one motor for sure.
Yeah.
If we get room for another one and we have time to put it on, we'll put it on. But we don't have any brackets made for it.
Okay, I
haven't seen it.
Well, that's right. I dropped that ball on that one.
Why aren't you doing that?
Yeah, I was.
Take a spot. I don't care.
All right, time running out for the wrenches. And concerns at this point?
They need to finish their drive system and test it.
What kind of speed do you think?
3-4 miles an hour walking speed, as a guess.
And what about the actual disassembling and assembling idea?
It looks pretty good. Are they fast as the cruisers? That's the question.
A good question. Right. And another good question is, how are the cruisers doing?
Let's go find
check
there.
It out. So the custom cruisers cruising along with less than an hour to go.
Getting close.
Yeah. But they're looking good right now.
They're mounting their engine drive system, and they need to test it real quick. So we love their design for the quick foldability, unfoldability. It's just perfect.
Any concerns?
I want to see the drive system get that whole mass accelerated, even if it's a mile and a half an hour.
Yeah.
That'll be a triumph. And this is very clever. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big moment for the cruisers. Will their chainsaw have enough pulling power?
Uphill, guys.
Attention, teams. This is your 30-minute time check. 30 minutes remaining in the build.
Come on.
Hey, Broyles, go ahead and line it up and start putting it together.
The wenches are mounting their friction drive motor, the most critical part of their build.
Let me see. All right. It's not exactly what I had in mind, but
it'll work.
It'll have to do for now.
A little drip.
Okay, we'll go into the plastic.
All right, teams, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, tools down! It's time to hit the showers, and ladies, don't start without me.
Oh! Bada-bing!
When it got down to, like, the 1 hour point, we didn't have a motor going yet. It started to get a little frustrating at that point.
We just barely made it, so it was a lot harder than I thought.
We drove it, so getting there.
The custom cruisers are using the cases as part of the car, But will the weight of the team and Bruiser make it mission impossible for their flimsy frames?
The Wenches with Wrenches will be racing on their three-wheeler, fold-out, clip-together bobsled. Will their untested electric motor be sparky enough to get them going? Our two teams have gone on a secret spying mission deep inside enemy territory. They've had to build collapsible cars to get themselves back home. To complete their mission, they're going to have to pack those cars inside four suitcases and carry them across the border fence.
Then they'll run through this border patrol area, which turns into a sort of no man's land. They'll come over here, where they'll reassemble their vehicles so they can race along the hairpin highway. But oh no, there's a roadblock. They'll have to dismantle their vehicles, pass them through the suitcase-sized holes, reassemble the vehicles, and then race home for glory.
The mission teams will have just one chance to smuggle their prototypes to safety, so we've allowed them a bit of time to tinker and practice.
Get right there. On the big side. You're going to do it on the big side.
We don't have to do anything to the machine that I know of. We should punch the button and make sure the motor's running.
Right.
Okay? So let's put it together.
We'll make it matching. How about that? On the big side.
Bruiser's worried about the cases getting mixed up during the race. The solution? Luggage tags.
There.
Jerry the wrestler has hurt her back and can't carry a case, so Hans is stuck with two pieces of carry-on, which could slow them down.
Okay, you're going to get that thing out, right?
I don't know if either of these are actually going to finish the race.
This one, I watched a lot of Junkyard Wars. This has got to be the worst, nastiest challenge I've ever seen.
So what do you like and what don't you like about these machines?
The winches have, I think, a better drive system.
Yeah.
Okay, their foldability is not as good. They got a little heavier weight to drag around, but the obstacle course isn't as evil as I would have made it. Now, the other guys, their foldability and unfoldability is near instantaneous. So they got a big advantage there, but they're also, you know, got those engine problems consistently. So if they get their engine started and deliver that power to the track, the rubber tire is leaving a black stripe. So is this going to melt down to nothing by the time it's done?
Which leads me to my final question, which is, where do you put all your money?
Do I get to bet on neither team finishes?
No.
No, okay.
You have to pick one.
I'll pick the winches.
The winches, and
right.
Why?
Because I think their drive system is a better.
Before you're racing, what is your imagination telling you how this is going to go?
A cross between Formula One and the Flintstones.
Yeah. What's your take on the race? How's it going to go?
If these motors start right up, we'll be able to maybe get ahead of them right off the line. And I think we've got a little better turning radius. And I figure we'll be sitting in the shade having some champagne by the time they get folded up about halfway through.
Not if the wenches can help it. Time for some much-needed packing practice.
Oh. Are you okay?
It scared me.
Oh, no.
No, it's not. It's
second,
in order
second
now.
Case, yeah.
And Hans has packed an extra surprise, a loaded fire extinguisher for a jet-propelled start.
During the race, if the vehicles go outside the marked lines or the teams touch the ground, they'll get a 20-second penalty.
There's just time for some last-minute strategy.
And steering... On the steering, watch the left-hand turns, because I got a motor hanging out a foot.
Yours should be first. Make sure it's close, it's open. Get started. You're next. Make sure you open it up. Make sure you pack it the right way.
So we're ready to go?
Oh, boy, this is going to... Oh, this is scary.
Are you ready to race?
Oh, yeah!
Take your positions.
Tyler to Karen, the judge has given the okay. It's time to start the race. And there they go!
Come on, take a kiss.
The wenches have made a great start. They're against the clock the whole way, so every second counts. And Pammy for the wenches is way out in front. But I think that's Willie cutting in from the right.
Gerlin.
And look at the cruisers just flying. Units are just coming apart so easily.
They're sweating. The adrenaline is happening.
So we got engines going for the custom cruisers. Now it's the moment of truth. What's going to happen?
What'll happen? Will this thing be drivable?
Oh.
moving. It's melting the rubber.
Taryn, did Bruiser have lunch? Did Bruiser have lunch today?
I'm looking at the winches with winches. They are almost loaded up, and so far
the custom cruisers don't really have a lead, so it's still anybody's race.
Oh, man.
Fire extinguisher on?
Yeah, everybody go.
Okay, go, go.
Go, go, go.
Go, shoot that rocket off. There you
there
go.
We go.
Oh, big pulse, big pulse, big pulse. No.
Isn't helping at all. Custom cruisers are moving, though. They're moving a little bit. Very, very slowly. Very slowly.
Oh, no. Bruiser's engine has come off.
Tyler, it looks like Jerry's swapping positions to make it easier to push off.
Karen, can you give myself and the judge any information on these flags that have gone up?
Well, Tyler, it's based on feet on the ground, I believe, is the problem so far.
What's happening with the machines is what I suspected.
Yeah.
You know, and so they need to use both hands and feet, but they should be required to keep, you know, their bodies on the machines.
Karen, Tyler.
Karen, I've got the judge coming your way.
Our motor's dead.
So what's basically happening is disaster. Neither of the machines are working very well right now.
Oh, teams, we've got an
gentlemen, announcement. Stop your engines. We're going to change the rules a bit. We will allow you to use your hands and feet any way you can to assist your propulsion, but you got to maintain your current body positions.
Teams, get going!
Doug, we got a race.
We got a race!
But oh no, the cruisers have been pushed off the course. That's going to be a 20-second penalty.
Off the course penalty, red team. Red team, 20 seconds. You have got to wait. We have gone off the course.
Oh, they pushed us off.
They pushed us off.
Come on. You've got a 20-second delay.
They got a penalty.
Oh, penalties.
Come on. Okay.
So, who'll get their car into the cases the fastest and speed through the roadblock to the semifinals? Keep watching.
There's a fierce battle to see who can get their suitcase cars packed, passed through the partition, and put together again the fastest.
And despite their earlier time penalty, the cruisers are first through the barrier.
Wait, we need it.
It looks like the wenches have left part of their car out of the cases.
Okay, yes.
Give it to me. Here, give it to me.
Just get it in there.
We're going to know in about 30 seconds who's going to win this race.
Yeah. I tell you, the custom cruisers, though, they're so quick.
It's got to get it going. Karen, Tyler.
Karen, go ahead.
I think the tortoise would have won by now.
This ain't over yet.
Come on, we can still catch him.
Hurry up, guys. Oh.
Put him on.
Push. Push.
Can't get him. Just put it on. Put him on.
Let's go.
Don't stop.
Just go. Just go for the glory. Come on, just run. Do it. You gotta get in there.
The cruisers are in the home stretch. It's nearly all over.
Okay, the front end broken, hun. The front end broken.
Push.
It wasn't going. Get off
the wheel pad.
Oh, it's the wheel went.
The wheel's still dead.
Push.
Well, how about we gave it our best shot, right, guys?
Don't step off the vehicle.
The gate is up. And I'm raising the gate.
Here, the gate is up.
Can I run?
I wondered why it got so hot.
Push.
Whole vehicle across. The whole vehicle. Don't get off that vehicle.
We'll get part of it in, okay?
Don't get off.
This thing's heavy.
Keep moving.
Yeah. The keep going.
Oh, it's finished the race.
Go.
Four
more feet. Two more feet.
Yeah. We have a winner.
Yeah.
Where's my beer? You promised me a beer if I got to the end.
It's champagne.
Okay, let's have two more beers for a second. What? Great race.
Yeah,
it was
easy.
Came here to win, and that's what we did.
The Cruisers won, even though they were let down by their engines. But at least their frames held up under the strain.
And the Wench's wheels went wobbly at the last minute, so they couldn't even finish.
We were really hoping to have some ladies moving on to the semifinals, but I tell you what.
We're moving on in spirit.
Absolutely, and there are no losers here, just teams who don't win. Mm-hmm. Wenches with Wrenches, heck of a job! Yeah. Congratulations! Yeah. Yeah.
Good.
Thank you.
And of course, there has to be a winner!
Yeah. Oh, yeah!
And this week,
we're sorry,
it's the Custom Cruiser!
Yeah. Yeah. Here we go.
The Custom Cruisers have won their license to thrill, and they're on their way through to the semifinals. And for the Wenches with Wrenches, it's back to spy school. They've got to take Gadgets 101 all over again.
No.
Join us next time for some more mechanical mayhem.
Yeah!
Next tonight, we're looking at the plans to go tunnelling under the Alps to keep European traffic on the move. It's Extreme Engineering after the break.